You remember a couple of years ago, Devin Nunes put out his memo about FISA court abuses and said that the FISA court warrants for Carter Page and two other American citizens were predicated largely on fraud, that a fraud had been perpetuated on the FISA courts because of the Steele dossier and fabrications and basically dirty pool. And a whole bunch of folks came out and said, well, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, I can assure you he did know what he was talking about. You look at the Michael Horowitz report from last Monday, 17 major mistakes, oversights, errors, manipulations, fraud being perpetuated on the court, changing basic facts to adjust what they needed in their subpoenas and so they could in their warrants so they could go after Carter Page and others. Yesterday, in a very rare order, the chief judge of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court ripping the FBI for its behavior. Rosemary Collier just going into him saying, you've got until January 10th to tell me what went on and how you're going to fix it. Now, she didn't hold anybody personally and directly accountable, but I want you to hear this. Let's jump on the Wayback Machine. And here, we've got a montage here of all the folks that were mocking Devin Nunes, making fun of the fact that he had pointed out that the FISA court had been misled, used, taken advantage of for political purpose. Here's a taste of what was being said about Nunes and his memo 2 years ago. It's bite number seven. Bite seven. Go.
The wide range of experts, it's a dud. This memo is a dud. Nothing. A dud. But it is nothing. A nothing burger.
And less interesting about this memo is what is in it. It's pretty much a nothing burger.
A nothing burger. It's,
quote, dishonest, misleading, partisan nothing burger.
The only thing I fear from this memo, because I think it's really been a huge dud.
Some of the GOP Tea Party members were out there saying that this is the most vile thing they'd ever seen. And it's a big dud.
It's a dud.
Unfortunately, it fell flat yesterday, much, I think, to the chagrin of the president. This memo was a complete dud.
I could tell you from reading this memo and consulting with a wide range of experts, it's a dud. This memo is a dud. Nothing. A dud.
Uh-huh.
But it is nothing. And nothing.
The fact of the matter is, it is something. It was actually quite accurate and spot on. And it just goes to you, Adam Schiff in there, plus the handmaidens at MSNBC and CNN and elsewhere, repeating the same talking lines, nothing burger, dud. Actually, Devin Nunes was spot on, accurate, and exactly right about what he had concluded in his memo 2 years ago, and that is that the FISA court was relying on dishonest information, manipulated information, fraudulent information, and possibly criminal activity. We'll find out more when John Durham comes along. John Durham won't issue a report. He'll issue arrest warrants. He'll issue subpoenas. He'll issue a lot more than a report. He'll issue consequences to people who played fast and loose and manipulated the court. We'll find out who that FBI lawyer is. Not a low-level lawyer, by the way. And the FBI's handling of the Carter Page applications as portrayed. This comes from Collier in a four-page order. The FBI's handling of the Carter Page applications, as portrayed in the Michael Horowitz Inspector General report, was antithetical to the heightened duty of candor described above. The frequency with which representations made by FBI personnel turned out to be unsupported or contradicted by information in their possession, and with which they withheld information detrimental to their case, calls into question whether information contained in other FBI applications is reliable. I think you know the answer to that. Every one of these is now questioned whether it's properly predicated. And you've got James Comey on the record lying to you so many times I can't even keep up anymore. The FISA court, more from Collier, expects the government to provide complete and accurate information in every filing with the court. Without it, the FISA court cannot properly ensure that the government conducts electronic surveillance for foreign intelligence purposes only when there is a sufficient factual basis. And I want to go to electronic surveillance. It catches my attention there. I want you to remember back when Donald Trump said his Trump Tower had been wiretapped. It's an old term. It may not be up to today's parlance, but what it is, it's accurate. There was electronic surveillance going on of Carter Page and other American citizens. Oh, and by the way, where is that? Gates. Gates, the former Trump campaign official, Rick Gates. Remember how they told you that Rick Gates was going to turn state's evidence and he was going to turn in Manafort and that was going to be it and Trump was going to come crumbling down because it was going to expose the direct connection between Donald Trump and the Kremlin. He and Putin's hotline, the red phones were going to be exposed. And anyhow, none of that happened, of course. Rick Gates sentenced to 45, sentenced to 45 days, in not years, not months, 45 days and a $20,000 fine. Whatever Bob Mueller found on Rick Gates and forced him to confess to or whatever it is, did not amount to a hell of a lot. 45 days and a $20,000 fine might be a felony, but it's borderline. Oh, he has to perform a public service, too. He has to do a 200 community service. You know, he'll be down at the park picking up trash with the 18-year-olds that got themselves in trouble. Sounds vaguely familiar to me. At any rate, another big, talk about a nothing burger, Rick Gates, 45 days in jail, not months, not years, not anything. Once again, believe it or not, you've been lied to here. It's impeachment day. The Democrats are going to go through with it, believe it or not. The Steve Gruber Show.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.